stripes and bright stars.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new live edition of Podzilla 1985 here on the Podzilla 1985 podcast. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight. With me tonight, very good friend, my family, mi familia, Ryan Casper.
Yo, I am very, very happy to be here. And yeah, we are going to talk live right now, recording to you at whatever time this is distributed to the masses, but it's all about politics today.
Yeah, because there's a lot to talk about with politics today. Also with us, but not seen, because if you're watching this on the live feed on Facebook, you can see me and Ryan, which is a great treat for all of you. I've been told I look very nice. I do. Heard but not seen, and she may quip in occasionally here tonight, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hello, I don't have a webcam, and I have a desktop, not a laptop, so yeah, sans camera.
You know, I do have that laptop. You could always borrow it. Not right now, but
yeah,
in the future.
Yeah, but then I can't play Warcraft while I listen.
That's a fair statement.
I think there's more important things to talk about than Warcraft right now, but here we go.
But you're so much better at covering it than me. I'm better at quipping.
It's true. It's true.
Before we continue, though,
yes.
I do want to note the peculiar feeling of you say my first name, which I haven't heard in... Well, since I got a job changed and HR forced me to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kaz is probably better.
Yeah, it's not often we call him Ryan. It's usually Kaz or Casper. But, you know, just we're introducing you to a whole new audience. So, you know, people that might not know from Street PX or your photography. It's a whole new show here on Podzilla 1985. Anyway.
This is true.
So what happened today, Kaz? One of the biggest events I've ever bear witness to, and it feels like America has been held hostage for the past 4 years plus, and it feels like we are no longer being held hostage because I just realized I was looking at the wrong side for the camera. I feel like an idiot. There it is. America's no longer held hostage because today, Donald Trump made his last trip from the White House. He went back to Florida. Donald Trump officially Florida man. Let that sink in. Donald Trump officially Florida man. And Joseph R. Biden Jr. has been sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. And what a sigh of relief went out across most of the United States. Although there are pockets that are really clinging to that Trump cult, man. And we're going to talk about that here tonight, too. We're going to talk about a lot of things here tonight. We're shooting for about a 30-minute episode, but it could go longer, depending. Let's start with the basics. The last 24 hours of Donald Trump in the White House as the 45th president of the United States, Trump, late last night, issued out over 140 pardons. It's the first thing I want to talk about because I don't know if you read the list. Most notable on the list is, of course, Steve Bannon, who looks like we played last night with two players named Diaper and Solid Butt Juice on Call of Duty. And Steve Bannon looks like that.
A mixture of the two.
A mixture of the two. He got a pardon for, if you, in case you haven't heard, Steve Bannon was one of the first, one of Trump's biggest supporters and the first person on his staff. Bannon was charged with fraud and stealing millions from an organization called Build the Wall, where they were taking donations to build the wall between the United States and Mexico, which Donald Trump said Mexico would pay for. They never did. Surprise, surprise. He got a pardon. And apparently Trump was very much torn up over it. He didn't know whether or not he wanted to pardon Steve Bannon. And I say, we cuss on this show, by the way, bullshit. There was no way that Donald Trump, he was not going to give him a pardon. Also pardoned Lil Wayne, which is okay, of one of the co-creators of Death Row Records, Kodak Black. And then a whole bunch of other people, like I said, over 140 people were pardoned.
Smorgasbord of,
But you know who? Who wasn't pardoned though? Say, so you know who wasn't pardoned? Joe Exotic.
No Joe Exotic. I guess. Do you think his limo is still out there?
Yes. Oh my God. So.
Do you think he rented it for like 2 days and it's just still out there idling?
And it has to stay out there because he already paid for it. I was talking to Hunter about it yesterday, and you know, on a cold, rainy night, legend has it, you can still hear the motor running of that limo sitting outside the prison for Joe Exotic. Joe Exotic couldn't get a pardon. Lil Wayne got a pardon. Kodak Black got a pardon, and Joe Exotic couldn't. I almost feel bad for Joe Exotic.
Fuck that. I bet the limo is gone, but Carol Baskin came, picked it up, and then took that with her.
She paid more for it, and she took it and left. So yeah, all these people got pardons, and it actually wasn't completely out of the norm, the pardons that he did. Mm-hmm. Steve Bannon was definitely the most shocking one, just because he hasn't even been put on trial yet for the things he was accused of, and he's already been pardoned. But yeah, like you said...
And the thing about pardons...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the thing about pardons is you actually have to define or write out and describe what the crime is that you're being pardoned for.
Right.
Which is an aspect of why a number of other pardons didn't happen that some people expected with a certain Trump at the end of the game, because that would require admittance of it.
Right.
Which is different than, you know, there's pardons and then there's the, what is it called, clemency? Or
clemency, yeah, yeah.
So there's the valid differences. It's not that you didn't do the crime. It's admitting that you did the crime. It's just saying that the president says that's okay.
Right.
So I just want to put a point on something about the Bannon thing before we move into it. Is you said a while ago Bannon it was charged, hadn't been tried, no investigation, but he was pardoned for scamming from that organization.
Right.
Hence, he scammed. This is a particularly interesting thing. He scammed literally only Trump supporters,
right,
of their money.
Yeah.
And then Trump turned around and said, that's cool,
here's a pardon,
because that's what a pardon is.
thanks for being loyal to me. Yeah. And that's the big thing with the pardons is that Trump pardoned people that were loyal to him. He pardoned his loyalty. If you were loyal to Donald Trump,
it wasn't
Trump,
just loyalty either. There was an entire bidding war going on.
Yeah. Well, through to Trump, not exactly to Trump, because if Donald Trump were to take a payment for a pardon, that is illegal. He could be tried for that, and God knows he doesn't need any more court cases right now.
You don't think that didn't happen?
I don't think it happened officially. I
mean, at this point, just piling it on, you know?
I mean, very much an under-the-table thing for sure. The really shocking one for me, though, is that Rudy Giuliani did not get a pardon.
Right.
You would expect of all the people, Giuliani would have gotten it, because he's one of the only people that has stuck with Donald Trump through everything. And not only did he not get a pardon, you know, rumor says that Trump's not even going to pay him for his legal services because he didn't win. So, yeah.
And the news came out, even though he was wanting Rudy to defend him in the upcoming impeachment trial, because that's still a thing that's happening. They were talking about wanting him at the same time as Trump saying that he ain't paying him. So there was
right. Also,
weird watching this country.
If you guys that are watching live keep thinking, like, why do you keep looking to your left? That's because I have a left monitor and I'm making sure that everything's still working correctly. And this is also where I see the live feed from Facebook and stuff. So don't be alarmed if you see me constantly looking over. Yeah, so the pardons went out. Trump made his final speech this morning where he once again talked about how Everything was great. His administration did more than anyone. He did wish the upcoming administration luck and said that he feels that we will do well under them. It's like Trump, whenever Trump has to, and whenever it's written out for him in crayon on big cardboard, he can be presidential. They've said it from the beginning. I remember hearing Van Jones talking about Trump after, I want to say, his first address to the nation of... The exact term is lost on me right now. I don't know why. And I think it's because we haven't had one in a while. But Van Jones said that tonight he sounded very presidential. This was Donald Trump's evolution into president. And, of course, that bounces back and forth depending on the day of the week, because Trump can either be presidential or he can just be a low-level mafia boss depending on what he's doing. But he did seem very presidential in his goodbyes, which... I mean, good for you, man. You got one right on your way out.
There's a difference between somebody actually being presidential
and acting presidential,
handling somebody. You're talking about a chief of staff, or somebody is the director, and Trump is the actor. He has and always will have been an actor.
Yeah,
and that's he could be presidential when he wanted to, because he just leans back on the reality show chops and acts like it.
Right.
For whatever minute point of time, he has, some type of sanity.
Yeah, it's a performance. And he performed well in this particular case, which was fine. He left a note for Biden, as is presidential tradition. We don't know what the note says, because that is, obviously between the two. You will never know what the note says unless Biden reveals it. And then Trump was gone. He was out. He did not attend the inauguration of Joseph Biden. He is one of only four presidents in history not to attend the inauguration of his successor. And it hasn't happened since the 1800s. Let that sink in for a second, that this man, who I just said was presidential in his goodbyes, was also so petty in defeat that he could not attend the inauguration of the guy that beat him, despite the fact that President Obama attended Trump's inauguration, as did Bush and Clinton, and as tradition. Hillary Clinton attended Trump's inauguration. And do you remember what he said about her and did to her? So it would have been nice if Trump could have at least shown a little bit of humility and, but whatever. It's better that he's got, because Donald Trump is truly a pariah at this point. He is an outcast, and I hope he takes all of those people with him,
Yeah, purely, solely an outcast. Like, he has entered the White House as one thing, and he's exiting as something completely destroyed.
Yeah.
I noticed that somebody had made a comment section here, which is actually very relevant, is after his back and forth and his general showing of weakness, even his own terrorist group that he backs, the
Proud Boys.
Proud Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bunch of incels, is now calling Trump weak.
Well, one of the groups that Trump has, because it's not just the Proud Boys. He also apparently has a group called the Boogaloo Boys, which, like, are they purposely picking the dumbest fucking names possible? Like, if you're trying to instill fear or show your dominance in a society, I mean, you can look at some really badass names of groups who may or may not have been terrorist or whatever, and I'm gonna name a few off, and I don't mean that these are terrorists anyway, but I'm saying the power of these names for their groups like the Black Panthers, Hell's Angels. These guys instilled fear and was like, oh man, that's a group you don't want to mess with. But then you've got the Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys. That is not the name of a serious terrorist group. That is a gay porn on Pornhub of the Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys.
They're breakdancing into the city square to commit their acts of terrorism.
Ah, really, really tough guys there.
From the Electric Boogaloo, 1970s, 80s breakdance era.
They're terrorists, but they're terrorists with style, is what we're trying to say. Let's actually
spit about while they toss their bullshit.
Let's go to the chat real quick and read off some of these comments. Donald Trump is officially now a true old person since he moved to Florida. He was already an old person, but to be fair, Joseph Biden is now the oldest president in history at 78. So it's just Donald Trump looks like he's been through the ringer more, if you know what I mean. I'm curious if Trump pardoned any of the people that stormed the Capitol. Absolutely not. No way.
Zero.
If Trump had done that, they would have hung him out to dry.
That would have been condoning the murder
of a police officer and an attack on democracy. This is the line, by the way. This was the line for most Republicans, like briefly Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham, but more so the Mitch McConnells of the world. An attack on democracy directly and the murder of a police officer was the red line. So they let Trump get away with just about everything. This just happened to be the worst possible thing that could happen, and it happened 2 weeks before he was out of office. So there's no way they were going to let him get away with it.
Keep in mind, this is the same party that let him get away with allowing Russia to put contracts out for our troops, for withdrawing our troops from the Kurds, like pretty much saying big middle finger to Ukraine.
Right.
Like, none of that was good enough. And then also just completely decimating our economy and our entire health structure here. We have 400,000 dead Americans.
Right. Like,
that's not historical data back in the World War II. Like, this literally happened in the last 12 months.
And that. 400,000 dead Americans in less than a year. And what really gets me, and I'm going to get back to the comment section here in a second, but
that wasn't a problem for them.
It wasn't a problem for them, and it's still not a problem for a lot of Americans. Every day I see, and you probably see when you go out, no masks, no social distancing, and even worse than that.
I'm in the Bay. I see masks.
Oh, well, hey, we're Mazara, and I just went to Walmart earlier, and half the people weren't wearing masks, but it's even worse. People you see online who are posting about, you know, even today especially, I know some people, I'm not going to name names, who are posting about how, you know, this is all bullshit. They don't believe the coronavirus is a problem. 400,000 people dead, hospitals overrun, makeshift morgues all over the place. They think the election was rigged, thrown out by every court that Trump took it to, including courts with Trump-appointed judges. And the worst one for me, and I put this on my Facebook, was that they said that the Biden inauguration and the speech and all that stuff made them sick. Made them sick to their stomach. Who's buying this? Biden's message was a message of unity and respect. That was the dominant message I got from Biden's inauguration address, which was, by the way, one of the best, if not the best, inauguration addresses I've ever heard in my life. He was preaching unity and reaching out to people from all political sides. Now, whether he's going to do it or not, I don't know. People make promises. Politicians make promises. That's kind of their thing. But the basic message of Joseph Biden versus Trump's inauguration message 4 years ago were like night and day. Trump painted America like a post-apocalyptic nightmare where we should all get our bottle caps ready, Fallout style, to purchase things. And the blacks were coming to your neighborhoods. Muslims were going to come kill you. Mexicans were going to rape you. Trump made America sound like a war zone. Biden's message was of unity and peace and that we have a fresh start. We forget the past of what we've done. We forgive each other and we move on. If that makes you physically ill and sick, and I said this on Facebook, you're not an American. Those are core principles. Yeah. And if you can't get behind that, I don't know what's wrong with you. It sickens me. That you're so pathetic, that you're so hurt that your guy lost because you are a Trump cultist. You're so hurt by that you want Biden to lose, you want America to lose, all because you have some kind of inferior intellect. And I feel sorry for you. I really, really do. Because when America suffers, we all suffer. When the president suffers, we suffer. I never once wanted President Trump to fail. For the record, I never once wanted President Trump to fail America, because if he fails, America fails. You got to keep that in mind. They're our president. They represent us. Anyway.
Supposed to. A key point that you had noted there was the fact that there are people that actively wanted not just Biden to fail or whatnot, is America to fail.
Yeah.
A self-fulfilling prophecy, as it were, is this hope that, you know, well, if we can just like let everything burn down in Biden's wake, then we can, you know, prove to the world that, oh, Trump was the better bet. Like,
right.
That's the mentality that a lot of the people are coming into this administration with, is like the immediate hope, not the want of success for our country or for anybody. It's the hope that everything just falls into complete desolate, like destruction,
which
to prove their point in the past,
which is hard to do because America, I don't know how it can get much worse than when Donald Trump was president. I mean, like you said, 400,000 Americans dead. The country is split apart. Racial division is worse than it's ever been. We literally had an attack on Capitol Hill. I don't know how it could get much worse than that. And if it does get worse, it's because of people like Trump and people like the Proud Boys and Ted Cruz and these people who glorify it. Yeah, they drink the Kool-Aid, as they say. Anyway, let's get to some more of these comments real quick. Whenever Trump was giving his speech this morning, he said, hopefully we'll see each other again. And I was like, ha ha, no. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we will see him again, hopefully on like one of those extreme lockup stories. He's in jail and they're terrorizing him.
Scared straight.
That's what it was.
He's going to be one of the creepy inmates that's like the kids have to go talk to. And they're like, no, I never want to be that person. So scare him straight.
You could be president. Not like you. I think this is the one you were talking about earlier. I saw an article heading earlier that said Proud Boys now calling Trump weak. That's because Trump is weak. Trump, he pretended to be strong. It's the reason he hung out with dictators like Putin. They made him look strong through association. But Trump himself...
He's a weak man, strong man.
Right. He was never strong. Trump was always a weak, pathetic person. He did not have the strength physically, emotionally, or mentally to lead this country. And don't ever forget that. People will lie to you and say that he was... There's some people that think he was the best president we've ever had.
They are wrong.
Thank you, Lindsay.
These are the same people that thought he was going to like leap from a helicopter, parachute in with machine guns, and arrest everybody during the inauguration. Today.
Yeah. Oh, did
it's
they?
Like, oh, what? Oh, you're talking about? Yeah, the Q cult.
Well, I was going to say, did they ever lock Hillary up? Did we get her?
Oh, they didn't get Hillary. They didn't get their wall. They didn't get DACA gone. They didn't get abortion banned. They didn't. Dot, dot, dot.
Great president.
But the best. Best and everybody prays for him to be president forever. God's eternal emperor.
God chose him. I don't know if you know that. Yeah, God chose him.
Of course. Remember all them religious the types with all their hands on him and eyes closed, and they're like,
oh yeah, yeah.
He's the savior.
He's the chosen one.
I mean, my Christ. How everybody like what you witnessed was the nailing of Christ, and then everybody just turned and said, oh, Trump is our new one.
Yeah, they took it was. It's like when you move in somewhere and maybe there's an old painting that someone left on the wall and you're like, yeah. Well, get rid of this one. And then they took Jesus off the cross and they put Trump right up there. Yeah. Sad. Yeah. So
and it
sad.
Was particularly the picture of him with the Rambo arms and then the tiger or whatever in the background, an eagle and machine guns.
You mean
that's what they put in front. They left the cross because that was attached and glued to the wall. They just hung it on top of it.
The best fucking art of all time, I think is what you're saying.
Yes, of course.
Him not being
true, man.
Caleb says him not being at the inauguration is a bad look. I mean, it was already a bad look. Whether he went or not, it was a bad look. Like, it's
his existence is a bad look.
No one wanted him there. The fact that Mike Pence was there, Ted Cruz was there, they did not go to Trump's goodbye. They were there for Biden. Speaks one volumes about their where their loyalties lie within power. By the way, don't give them too much credit. But also how weak and pathetic Trump is. So, bad look.
Actually, you brought up a good point about Biden being there. I just want to point out an interesting fact, how brand the last 2 weeks were when it came to Pence and this whole presidency, is from day one, they never attempted to actually approve people for the cabinet or into positions of power. They just got rid of one and allowed somebody to remain as acting insert position here. Mm-hmm. How fitting is it that the end of the presidency ends with acting President Pence with Trump, you know, sizzling somewhere,
sitting,
you know, stewing in his own fucking depression.
Yeah, sitting in a room, hands over his face, just wondering where it all went wrong. Yeah. It all went wrong. I'll tell you where it all went wrong. You can trace all of this back, and he's openly admitted to it. Trace it all the way back to the White House Correspondents' Dinner years ago when Seth Meyers made fun of Donald Trump. Look the video up online. It's hilarious. He tore Trump so hard that Trump ran for president. And Seth Meyers has taken, he's admitted what he did wrong when he got Trump elected. Bad look there. All right, let's go through here a little bit more. And yeah, well, actually, so Biden, or I'm sorry, Pence being there, if not for the fact that Pence, God, I was talking to somebody about this earlier today. Guys like Mike Pence and Mitch McConnell in the past few weeks have shown more backbone than they did the entire 4 years of Trump's administration. And they did what they should have done all along. And you almost want to give them credit and say, man, Mike Pence did a good job, or Mitch McConnell's done a good job standing up for this. But that ignores the fact that, one, they ignored their responsibilities for 4 years. It also ignores all of the terrible shit that people like Mike Pence has done as a political career with conversion therapy and, you know, his crusade against the LGBTQ community. So you can't give them too much credit just because they're doing their job. That's like a dad saying, it's old Chris Rock jokes, oldest Chris Rock joke. He hates when dads say, I take care of my kids. That's what the fuck you're supposed to do. What do you want, a fucking cookie? So,
you know what else is strong in the end? You know what else looks real fucking strong in the end? Is rats whenever they're swimming away from a fucking sinking ship.
Yeah.
They look real strong.
They got them. They got the arm muscles, you know?
Yeah, they got them arm muscles. The back legs are kicking, right. You know, that tail is just zooming them along.
Yeah.
But yeah, they look real fucking strong, too. Most of them got bubonic plague that they're bringing back to shore, nonetheless, but still strong.
Oh, I think so are a lot of Trump supporters have some kind of goddamn plague. Let's see. I see 2024. All right, so Caleb also says if he runs in 2024, I don't think he'll win the primary. Let's put a pin in that. We'll get right back to it. I see 2024 either being Biden versus Pence or Biden versus Romney. Mike Pence will never run for president.
It won't be Biden versus anybody. He's already said he's only running once. Then you'll see Kamala probably running for re-election.
Right, because when Biden's term is up, assuming he makes it the full term, and I mean that in the nicest way, I'm just saying short of something terrible happening, he will be 82. Whenever he comes out of office, which even he would say is far too old to be president. If it does happen, I don't think Pence will ever run. I don't. I think what happened with Trump.
No, Pence is, he's damaged goods.
Right. He's damaged goods. He won't do
on
it.
On both sides.
Yeah. I almost feel sorry for Pence. I almost do, but I don't. Almost.
Fuck him.
Not quite. Fuck him. Romney, though.
Fuck Pence back in the weird house that his wife will keep him in a cage in.
You mean mother?
Oh, mama. That's
mama, right. Mother. So we were talking about this too. I actually kind of like Mitt Romney now. I never hated him, but I never really liked him.
I never hated Mitt Romney. I mean, I wasn't cool about him putting a dog on his roof or the Binders of Women.
What
is it, 40-some-odd%?
The percent,
like
those
were the scandalous things that happened. Remember those days?
When that was a scandal that could get you canceled? Yeah.
Yeah. When talking about Binders of Women can get you canceled.
Right.
But now it's 2020 and you can talk about grabbing them by the pussy and that's a-okay by half the community.
Well, that's locker room talk.
How 8 years changes things.
Yeah. And Romney has, of all the Republicans that have come out against Donald Trump lately, Mitt Romney was one of the only people that has been there since the beginning. Mitt Romney he did have dinner with Donald Trump for a possible position, which he did not take. And then he has been, once he won election too, he has been a constant thorn in the side of President Trump. I think he was the only Republican to vote to convict Trump in the impeachment trial, in the original one, because he's been impeached twice, remember? Romney, I could actually see running for president again, and he has so much more goodwill now than he did when he ran against Barack Obama. I could see him winning. I really could. And I don't think I would hate that. No, I just said I don't think I'd hate that.
Here's the problem. It's not Romney. I don't think Romney would be the damaged goods. I think the true damaged goods that a lot of people aren't taking in consideration is not the name. It's the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Like we talked about it in a previous horse time. It's when it comes to politics, a lot of people mess up and they misconstrue things.
Right.
And there is a difference between conservative and Republican, and there is a difference between liberal and Democrat. There's ideologies and there's foundational ideologies, and then there is the corporation that operates within those guidelines or exploits it to a point. The problem is Republicanism as a brand is as broken as Trump.
Yeah.
And Romney still is a, you know, Republican. Now, mind you, Romney's done what he's done, and he said what he said, and he's held to to what he said this whole time. However, what it comes down to is he's still got the R beside his name. And, you know, it can be argued whether, you know, he still has faith in the concept of the party, or, you know, it still has legs and can still, you know, pull itself up from the abyss in which it's fallen or been pulled into, rather. I don't know if I have that confidence. I think the brand is severely wounded. And I think that with the talks of party splits,
Yeah.
What you're witnessing right now is the potential of a conservative dry spell, so to speak, where there's not going to be a voice for them. And this is unfortunate because I am not anti-conservative.
Right. Same.
Conservative, liberal, progressive, socialism, capitalism. Like, I'm a proper community, a proper nation has to have a balance of all of these things. Fully right. socialist, fully capitalist, that's a path to disaster, period. And same goes with political ideologies. And it's just as terrifying to me to watch the potential of a democratic complete annihilation or control as it would be any other thing, because we just need a balance.
Right.
And there are conservative voices out there that are legitimate and rational, and they just do not have a pulpit to step to anymore.
So two things on that. One, something that Joseph – I keep saying Joseph Biden. Joe Biden. Uncle Joe. Something that Joe said I think it was in his victory speech in the presidency. It was a speech where he said that he hoped that the Republican Party could rebuild and become a strong Republican Party again. He wants the Republican Party to be whole and not be Trump's party. What I'm afraid of, and I'm also kind of hopeful for, is that if Donald Trump does run again in 2024, it will be as an independent, or he may even create his own party. And if he did that, he would splinter the Republican conservative side so hard, you would never see another Republican president. At least not while Trump's alive. About. Yeah.
That's the part that I fear, is that you're watching a voice get silenced, and not because of cancel culture, which, you know, the Trump side of that speaking, that argument will try to say. It's got nothing to do with the cancel culture of the other side. It's literally a monster was created, and it's now consuming its creator.
Right.
You're witnessing
Frankenstein's monster situation. Yeah.
10Xing the Tea Party situation back in, you know,
a couple years ago.
Yeah. Right. Couple years ago. But it goes further too, because you also have these project Republicans, which are like more that kind of middle ground fiscal conservatives, you know, with some social leans, you know, there's rationality amongst those. Conway and I'm surprised to this day that Romney never really joined in on that, but I could see that's how the party could split. You could literally watch the situation like a Whig party just completely collapse, and then two new forms come up, and you would end up with this Patriot Party that is never going to happen, by the way, because A, it's too expensive, and motherfucker ain't gonna have no money after this, and none of these people that would be voting in that A would have the money to do it, nor would anybody that would lead the Patriot Party have the respect to garner that kind of money from anybody with money. Two, time, not gonna happen. The only time that's possible that's going to happen most likely is penitentiary time for a lot of them.
I have my doubts about that.
It's only going to happen if the people piss off people that's more powerful than them.
Right.
That's the only time that any type of justice happens, is whenever you break the law against somebody who has more money than you.
Right.
But when it comes to Republican Party splitting, I could see that happening. If not actually splitting, but if it was to, I could see it go Patriot Party and Lincoln Project kind of party. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see Democrats split off from the middle centrists
to the progressives.
That'll fall over into the Lincoln Project. And you'll see a true kind of three party scenario where you're kind of Lincoln centrists. And then you'll have the progressives on the left and then the nationalists on the right.
It's, you know, they've already started. Both sides are starting to splinter into almost rogue groups within the party itself, where you've got the progressives like the Squad and, you know, with the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the other members, versus you've got the Trumpists and the Republican Party. You've got the Socialists. It's looking more and more like just a standard Democrat and a standard Republican does not exist anymore. You know, used to be
standard Democrats never existed before anyway.
Well, you would claim it.
Democrats always been it. No, well, it was a catch-all.
You could label
way more so than Republican was, because Democrats. The reason why Democrats always been predominantly the majority party, maybe not in power, and it's definitely not looking historically for presidential, but. When you look at the numbers, the raw numbers on polls, Democrats are always higher because it's a bigger tent. Mm-hmm. It is a wider tent of ideologies that take it from your more Biden-esque, let's be honest, Biden and Obama are what would be considered the centrists.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's on one side. And then on the other side, you have your AOC, Bernie Sanders, you know, that kind of end. And then you everybody else falls in between that. And you cannot put Bernie Sanders up there beside Biden and say these people share the same ideology.
Right.
Like,
no.
Coming into it blindly, you would assume they were different parties.
Well, I have always said, and I stand by it, and Jesse Ventura, the great actor and governor and wrestler Jesse Ventura, said that a two-party system is ridiculous. I've always agreed with it. You can't have a melting pot like the United States and boil it down to two parties. It's ridiculous. Let's get to some more comments, though, because they are piling up. You guys are killing it.
I want to get into those, but I want to make one comment. You also can't have more than two parties without getting rid of the Electoral College and getting rid of runoffs.
Yeah. The popular vote should be the vote. I never understood why it's not. I mean, it's like daylight savings time. It's an outdated, it's an archaic, you know, constitution, foundation, whatever.
Also on the state level, how can you actually vote somebody a senator in when you have three people that are legitimately all popular and somebody's got to get 50%?
Right.
How?
Yeah. All right, let's get to these comments real quick. Making fun of the Boogaloo Boys. They sound like a nerd school group. They do. That's the stupidest name. Even the Proud Boys are better than the Boogaloo Boys. Oh, that's so bad. Caleb says, even ISIS sounds badass. He made sure to point out that he doesn't condone terrorism. Good job. He also asks, ever been to Tennessee? Yes, I went to Tennessee to train for my match with Dalton at the Super Show, Caleb. And one,
I dragged you there for Pokemon events.
And we went there for the Pokemon event. That's true. I've been to Memphis and I've been to Sarge's Ring. That's the most I've been to Tennessee. Ciro says Texas is iffy on masks still. That could change soon with Biden getting into office. We'll see what happens. Imagine being disgusted by unity. Amen. Terrible. Wait, politicians breaking promises. Right. Yes. Ethan says that poster is fairly distracting. Come on, guys. Really? It's a woman.
You do have that poster up while talking politics, so.
Okay, I've had that poster since I was like in college, maybe a little bit. I'm a huge Kate Upton fan. I think she's probably the most beautiful that woman in the world. All right, before the next before the next show, I will replace the Kate Upton poster with the I Want to Believe poster that's over on there, so you horn dogs can stop getting all boned up while I'm trying to make some political points. Ethan, you son of a bitch.
I got a better idea.
You can put up one of your other girl posters.
Well, like Hillary Duff? No, that just looks creepy.
Oh, that's creepy.
That's creepy.
I would say have your viewers vote or suggest posters. And
no, no, we're not doing that for sure. No, they're going to make me put up like a fucking Fortnite poster back there. I ain't doing that. Jobs got taken by the China virus. Oh, China virus. I'm so glad. All jobs. We lost all of our jobs because of China. I'm so glad I never have to hear China virus again, hopefully. I have a feeling that Melania and Donald are going to get a divorce soon. That's interesting.
Probably tomorrow.
I wonder about that as well, because he's still rich-ish.
You know she's got a... There's a prenup. You know there's a prenup.
There is no way. The prenup, yes. I was going to say there's no way. I'm not the... Look, I'm the worst person in the world to talk about love. I'm batting 0 for 1,000 over here. But there is no way that Melania and Donald... Like, she's truly in love with this man. This awful human being who is a bigot... He is a manipulating loser. He cheated on her with a porn star while she was pregnant with his child and then paid her off. There's no way she could stand by that, but we'll see what happens. Crazier things have happened.
Didn't he cheat on his first wife while she was dying?
I'm pretty sure he...
Was that another...
Oh, that's somebody else. But I'm fairly confident he cheated on all of his wives anyway. I always referred to Pence as Trump's security blanket. If they removed Trump from office, they would have to deal with Pence. Pence would have been a better president by a million, by the way. Like, regardless of his views, you know what I'm saying? Just getting the job done... Pence would have been a much stronger president. I'm not saying he would have been a moral or good one, but he would have been a much stronger president than Trump.
Yeah, I wouldn't say better. I would just say more effective.
Yeah, way more effective.
Insert policy intentions here. He would have been more effective. Trump tried to run on the distract keys over here while we fuck you over to the other side, and that only worked for the first couple of years. And then after that, people started wising up to that shit.
God bless you, boy. We appreciate that he did that, too. Wasn't the stimulus idea Romney's idea? Heard that somewhere, but we're not sure if it's 100% true. Asking for a politics pro, I get all my info from Twitter. No, I don't believe so.
No. The closest thing I would say Romney wrote ACA.
He said he would...
The Obamacare.
Yes.
Like, that's a close thing to, like, a progressive or a liberal policy, maybe you could say, but it's still not.
I think, all right, so this is how far back we are. They're talking about Trump's political party, if he created one. He would call it the Trump Party, probably. I don't think he... it's like that scene from The Simpsons where Mr. Burns is trying to think of a sexy and, you know, hip name for a casino, and he ends up calling it Mr. Burns Casino. It probably would just be the Trump Party. Ciro says he's talked about the Patriot Party. I swear to God, if they make a Patriot Party, I won't do anything because I don't have the money to go to another country. But if I did, it would be Ireland because that's the motherland. That's a tiny party.
To point out that Nazis did repurpose a symbol of peace.
What? What'd you say?
The swastika was originally
of peace. Yes, and then they repurposed it for their
evil. Patriot is technically a positive word, one would assume. Okay, that can be easily repurposed depending on PR.
I think my good friend Aaron Roberts, who I am now managing in Cape Championship Wrestling, he is the problem child. He's the next big thing in CCW, guaranteed future champion. I think he's made allusions to Caleb talking about a tiny party, and he said, how'd you find out? I thought that was private. Not touching that. You don't want those rumors starting. Trust me. Remember the painting that one lady did? Caleb, be more specific. A lot of women, a lot of paintings. Insert Vince McMahon saying, Donald Trump, you're fired here. No, because Vince McMahon is a Donald Trump fan. Donald Trump's in the Hall of Fame. Linda McMahon, Vince's wife, you probably know this, but if you don't, I'm going to tell you. Linda McMahon was on Trump's cabinet.
Yep.
There you go.
That's why. Sorry, but fuck WWE. I like small town wrestling.
appreciate that. Drippin' Brown poster. No. I vote for the Hillary Duff poster. Fuck off. You're not getting the Hillary Duff poster. Lindsay, one of the first things she did whenever she and I...
made you take it down.
She made me take it down. Now, again, you have to understand the time range. Perfectly legal and perfectly fine for me to have a crush on Hillary Duff at that time. Now, if I were to take that picture of young Hillary Duff and put it on my wall, would be creepy. That's why I choose the perfectly legal and beautiful Kate Upton. What's wrong with that, Shannon asks? I don't know.
We just like picking on you, that's all.
No one likes picking on me. Money and citizenship, I'll DM you after the show. I like my DMs. You can slide right into my DMs. All of you can. So, nice. Now that we've caught up there, thank you guys for all those comments. We appreciate them. The address was great. We'll get back to the inauguration. The address was great. One of the things that really impressed me was Lady Gaga. I used to not be a big fan of Lady Gaga. I've really come to respect her more and like her more as an artist. Her song was beautiful, like absolutely gorgeous. Lady Gaga absolutely killed it. J-Lo came in, sang, absolutely beautiful, killed it. Garth Brooks was there.
Garth Brooks, acapella, dude. Amazing Grace acapella was on it.
Yes. And that was surprising, but very, very cool that Garth Brooks was there. Really quick.
Garth Brooks, I mean...
Steven says, why don't you just get a new Hillary Duff poster? Because what has Hillary Duff done in the past 10 years? Like, honestly. She did that movie where she was Sharon Tate, but, you know.
Wait, just think, if it wasn't Garth Brooks that did it and Chris Gaines showed up instead.
That would have been awesome. I would have preferred that. That would have been very cool. Michaela, why can't you just put a poster of Poppy up? Poppy poster. I think the only Poppy poster that I had was with a CD. All right, so, and here's the fun time story real quick. I won't mention it too much, but last February, the second concert I've ever been into in my life was Allie and I went to a Poppy concert in St. Louis. And amazing, by the way, Poppy is fantastic. That's why I love her so much. But I believe I got like a poster and a CD, and I think she took it with her. So I had a Poppy poster. I think. I may be wrong. I definitely know I had a CD. I'm going to have to pay for it. I already paid for one. I'm not going to pay for two.
The internet exists. You can probably find one for like 10 bucks.
You know, you fans, you can buy it for me.
There you go. See, use your fandom. Have them send it to you. That's why I said earlier, maybe you don't have to have a vote. Just have them send you something cool, man.
All right, so J-Lo performed. Garth Brooks performed. There was the poem that was read that was amazing.
Amanda Gorman.
Amanda Gorman,
yes. Gotta say the name, because you're going to hear that name a lot when it comes to the literary world. That's your New Age Maya Angelou right there.
Yeah, and it was absolutely fantastic. The inauguration was great. My heart was skipping a little bit because I was partially worried something might happen. Thank God nothing did.
My wife had the same feeling the whole time.
Yeah, because there was always that threat of what if something does happen. When Biden actually was sworn in and then when he did his address, there was a part of me that was scared that you were just going to see a gunshot. And I didn't want to see that. So thank God nothing happened. I'm so proud of the National Guard and everybody that protected us on that day. Very good. Very cool. It went off without a hitch. I watched Biden swear in. Lindsay and I actually, before this show, we watched him swear in his appointees. He said that it's all about respect. And if I find you disrespecting somebody, I will fire you on the spot. No questions asked. Wow.
Good.
What a crazy concept of respect and unity. That man, it's insane that a president act presidential.
And he also said, I am going to make mistakes. I'm going to lean on you to correct those mistakes. It's refreshing to see the professionalism and the absence of ego. Yeah. And the absence of the toxicity that we have become accustomed to. It's this concept that we don't have to rely or wait for another fucked up Twitter tweet of somebody getting fired or getting shit on or something.
Right.
Instead, I just want to kind of point out, and I don't mean to like push us this way, but with time and everything, I do want to make sure we get onto it.
Yeah.
Is Jen Psaki is the new press secretary. That was a good opening press, when Sean Spicer did his, we saw where that shit show was going to start and end. It pretty much was on point. She did a fantastic job. It is weird watching them ask questions that obviously they haven't even opened the boxes. Most of them haven't got their emails yet, but it was comforting.
I want to say that one thing I'm very excited about is getting back to the press. The press briefings, it's as tradition.
5 days a week, every 5 days. Day.
They used to have press briefings every single day where the press would be able to ask questions about policy or, stuff like that. And under Trump's rule, eventually they stopped doing press briefings completely. And they only did them in like a closed panel type thing because one, they couldn't stop fucking lying. Sean Spicer lied his ass off. Kayleigh McEnany lied her ass off. Sarah Sanderson, Huckabee lied her ass off.
That lies was key because they were winging a lot of that because none of them had real access to him. There's the difference too. Like today, whenever they were talking, they had asked her a question about that letter. She had made the comment, "I was there with him when he read it." The others couldn't say that. McEnany and Sanders, they weren't with him. So when they went up to that podium, they lied because that's all the fuck they had to rely on.
Right. Also, I just realized that I have the PZ85 logo over me and not both of us, and that's very rude. Let me fix that real quick. We're going to fix that. There we go. Let's make it bigger.
Well, that's what I was talking about. This where you could put
there we go. We could. Next time. But for now, that looks pretty nice right there.
You and your learning curve.
Hey, it's a, we're new to the video stuff. We're great at podcasting. We're new to video, but I think it's going very well so far.
I'm proud of you for trying.
So, Caleb, I did not do the $200 meet and greet with Poppy, by the way, because I already heard about what it was. And in fact, what it was basically was she was sitting in a coffin and you walked up and took a picture with her or something. She's weird.
That's a Halloween card. That's a fucked up. That's weird.
She's weird. It's not P785, Caleb. It's clearly the Z. You can see it. Shut up. I'm not crying. You're crying. Also, I was actually ready to walk out of the Poppy concert after so long because I thought it was over because she left the stage. And I was like, oh, okay, they're done. And I was getting ready to leave. And Allie was like, no, I've been to concerts. Stay. Other people were leaving and complaining. A couple of minutes later, Poppy comes back out and does five more songs. I was like, oh, okay, I got it now. All right. Anyway. So
Encore.
Yeah. Then the encore. So that's all I wanted to say about it. I thought it was a great day. Democracy came back, freedom's back, we're no longer held hostage. I'm excited to see what this administration does with the next 4 years. And Kaz, I know you took some notes on this, so I'm going to hand it over to you. Anything that you want to mention or talk about, let's hit that.
Yeah, actually, a couple of things in particular is the executive orders that came out.
And yes.
Over the last 4 years, we've become accustomed to just looking for headlines and what's on the next news thing. And like I said, tweet, get your news in 144 character bullshit.
Right.
But there were 15 or 17, I'm not sure the official number, but executive orders that went out today that were groundbreaking. I mean, these are things, some of these completely clawed back and reversed the policies from the previous administration.
Right.
The border wall, which was a money pit, a scam, has been stopped. That whole bullshit has been ended. I think the only walls being built now are the ones in Canada building it to keep us the fuck out and all of our defenses.
That's one of my favorite jokes I heard, was that Mexico does want the wall up now, but it's to keep us from going there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Problem is, when we build it, motherfucker falls down when it gets windy. But it wasn't just that. There's also this, they stopped, did a moratorium on evictions and foreclosures to push that forward. So that way people aren't going to be evicted coming into the winter time, like we're, in the winter, in the middle of the winter time. The travel bans from Muslim specific countries, the extremely racist, policy there has been stopped. That's mm-hmm. immediate, that ends today. The student loans for, not forgiveness. That comes back to that kind of argument between progressive versus centrist Democrat. And that's, you know, I personally like the idea of that student loan forgiveness, but they did stop, the hazing that loan collectors are doing to students. You know, they kind of like kick that can down the road.
Really quick, I don't want to interrupt you, but I just want to say 17 executive orders, but I'm reading in the chat, and that's from, I just want to say hi to Quentin James, one of my best friends growing up. I haven't talked to him in forever. You remember Quentin? Yeah, like, what's up, man?
I do.
It's good to it's good to hear from you. We need to catch up. Okay, Cass, let's keep going.
No, that was actually, I'm glad you pointed that out. It's
been, yeah,
I could count the time since I've seen him in decades.
Too long. Quentin, by the way, who is,
I was about to say thank you for your service.
Yeah, I was about to say Quentin, who is a military, he is
Marine.
Yeah, yes, very respected. I love Quentin. It's so good to see you, man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hell yeah. Cool. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yes.
But yeah, kind of coming back to it is these were and to that 17 orders. That's, thank you for pointing that out. I think they may have actually made a mistake in the press conference because she said 15 when she was reading the things out.
Hmm.
But the Keystone Pipeline is another one of those. I just want to kind of like bring to the forefront. That's probably going to be the most controversial mm-hmm. in the middle. Definitely on an international level when it comes to our relations with Canada and whatnot.
Right.
Me, I'm cool with it. Like, I found that I felt that it was a problem early on. I think it's still a problem today. Everybody's got their opinion on this one. More, some people on a fiscal economic side, me on a more land protection and sacred land.
Right.
I emphasize sacred land protection.
Right.
And in many respects, like the cost of having the pipeline to our benefits, in my opinion, was severely unbalanced. Like, it's pretty much just sacrificing our land for Mexico and Canada to gain,
right.
You know, in many respects, or at least the border states. But anyway, that's the big thing I wanted to touch on is for us to kind of recalibrate. That's something I ask, you know, of anybody I talk to with politics and stuff, is to try and recalibrate how you approach politics and governing. That's specific, thinking about things in terms of governing versus political theater, mm-hmm. which is what we've witnessed the last 4 years is political theater.
Right.
And what we're getting back to is governing, boring politics.
Right. Yes. Thank God. Yeah.
Yes. It's going to be great for some of us, but there are going to be those out there, your drama queens and kings, and that's just inherent to some people. I don't mean that as an indictment or anything. It's some people live on that, and heroin is a real fucking hard syringe to put down.
Right.
That is going to be a problem for some people because they're going to be looking to their phones and going and refreshing their news feeds, wanting something new and wanting something fresh, and it's not going to be that way.
Right.
What we are,
hopefully,
we are veering back into sanity.
Yes.
Into a form of sanity, for better or for worse. I'm not going to say that the things that come out of it are great, but we're moving into boredom politics, and we need to. Our country deserves it. Our country yearns for it.
It's good to get back to basics. Even Fox News, I watch all the news channels. Well, I watch all the half-decent news channels. I don't watch OAN. I don't watch Newsmax. They're jokes. But I watch Fox News.
That's Russian propaganda, brother.
Yes, and which Fox News, you could, you know, accuse it of it for a long time during the Trump administration, but even they've taken a harder stance against Trump lately, and in the past year or so, which is why so many of the supporters turned against them and why their ratings are going down. But I saw Chris Wallace today say that the Biden inauguration was the best speech he's ever heard, the best presidential inauguration he's ever heard, and he's been covering it since 1961 with John F. Kennedy. And even the
That says something.
The other... hosts on Fox News, short of the joke hosts like Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity, the actual journalists on Fox News have been really good-ish at covering this and being unbiased. And you could even accuse, though, and I'm not gonna play favorites, that the other news channels like CNN, MSNBC, places like that, have been a little soft on Biden and pro-Biden. Of course they have. I mean, it's still a liberal media versus a conservative media. But my assurance to you guys, and you, this is from the bottom of my heart, and I know Kaz agrees with me on this, is that we will be holding the Biden administration to the fire just like we did with the Trump administration.
Oh, yeah.
You will not hear us.
Better get to work on marijuana immediately.
you won't hear us play favorites on here.
Viewpoints.
Yeah, we are not state-run propaganda. If the Biden administration does bad things, you will hear from it or from us about it. We are the group that we have here on Podzilla 1985 are a mostly independent group who may lean a little left. Some of us lean a little right, but we all call out the bullshit when we see it. So you can rest assured that if the Biden administration, because the Trump administration definitely, if the Biden administration does anything stupid, we will be the first ones to talk about it with you. With that said, I think we're going to wrap things up here if you're cool with that. I think it was
we got plenty more to talk about in future time.
Yes, which by the way, you can catch us tomorrow with After Dark. Lindsay, do you got a top 5 topic for us this week?
I'm kind of leaning towards 5 fictional characters that have kept you invested in series you like.
Fox Mulder. No, I don't want to give my answers away yet. No, forget I said that.
Oh, careful.
Caleb, I will talk about Sinclair all I want. Sons of bitches is what they are.
Sinclair Media, fuck them.
Did I ever tell you that story, Kaz?
I don't. If it has anything to do with Sinclair, I'm sure it's probably shit.
Let's real quick story time for the listeners out here.
Encore.
So this isn't. I mean, this is kind of political.
Do it like Poppy Crackers or whatever.
Poppy Crackers. What the fuck? Okay, so. CCW, Cape Championship Wrestling, which I work with, as Caleb works with, we were working with a group, another wrestling promotion called Ring of Honor. Now, CCW is a fairly well-known independent federation. A lot of people that are in the chat are fans of CCW, and that's where some of them came from. But CCW worked with Ring of Honor, which is, up until AEW, which is All Elite Wrestling, came out, arguably, Ring of Honor was the third biggest wrestling company in the United States behind WWE and Impact. And you could even debate whether Impact or Ring of Honor, which one was number two and which one was number three. Well, Ring of Honor is owned by Sinclair Broadcasting Group. You see where this is going. So when we started working with Ring of Honor was right around the same time that Sinclair was forcing its local affiliates to read pro-Trump propaganda, basically. And me, as you know, free media, I was not down with that. So myself and Dalton, we did a show on Sinclair calling them out for this kind of bullshit. I posted it early. I said, hey, we're doing a show tonight. Me and Dalton, we're doing a show about Sinclair. I got so many messages from wrestlers and other people in CCW saying, you can't do this. If you do this show, it could hurt our relationship with Ring of Honor because they're owned by Sinclair and you could damage the product. And to those people, I said, and I still say, you can find that episode on Podzilla1985.com if you look through the backlog, because we absolutely did that show. I told these wrestlers, this is my show. Podzilla 1985 is my platform. It is not owned by CCW. I will talk about what I want. And we took Sinclair to town, Dalton and I, so... Thank you, Caleb. That is a fun story. Thank you. Okay.
That's a good one.
It's a good one. Yeah. All right. And that's going
to
wrap it up.
That's a good one to go out on, too.
I agree. That is going to do it for us here. I actually need to now remember how to end the live video because...
We're going to do this again, right?
Oh, we're absolutely going to do it again. Yeah. In fact, going forward, I think live videos are probably going to be more...
commonplace.
More common, yeah. As we're getting to know this stuff, I think we're going to be doing this more, especially if the audio works as well as we hope it does. We'll be doing this more whenever we post shows. Because if this works the way we want it to work, it is so much easier for all of us to get the shows in to mm-hmm. record them and stuff like that. So I'm a fan of it.
So that means I need to get me some. Actually, I've already got the lighting. I just need to bring it in here and then send you and get you a camera, because that's going to happen. Like I said, that's my gift to PZ85.
Do you not like this? What's wrong with this setup?
All I see is obs beside your knife.
Oh, okay. But if I get rid of it, it'll be great. I don't know if I can.
No, actually, that's not too bad. It's not too bad. I just don't like we need to find you something that doesn't have a big word across your face. You look like you're sponsored.
Maybe I am sponsored. Maybe that's what we need to do. We need to get the sponsorship on here. Yeah.
That's what, and just put it on your face. Just get like a logo of Nestle right on your face.
Would you think there's something wrong with that? Nestle? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Not with that.
I don't know. Okay, that's going to do it for us. We're going to end the stream. We're going to end the stream here. That's because I'm trying to find the end stream button, and I can't. I don't know where it went. So we're going to stop the stream.
I was just trying to feel the void of silence there.
I appreciate that. We're going to stop the stream. Oh, that's what it is. I stopped the stream in the stream, and then it gives me the option.
Too bad. It's not too bad.
I wish you guys would tell me this. I feel.
Do we wave goodbye now, or are we already?
We can wave goodbye. Yeah, no, we'll get out of here. All right, so guys, we're out of here. We're gonna see you tomorrow.
Smile creepy.
We're gonna see you tomorrow in After Dark, and then Friday is horse time, and we'll do it all again next week. Thank you guys for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the discussion. Thank you for giving us those comments. We really appreciate it. If you're listening to this on Podzilla1985.com or Spotify, iTunes, your favorite source, make sure, if you haven't already subscribed to Facebook.com/Podzilla1985, do so. You can catch these live shows. You can interact with us live. You can also catch us on Reddit, reddit.com/Podzilla1985. Follow us on there. We post. You can interact with us personally. And we'll be back next time. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you on Friday, on tomorrow for After Dark. And Kaz, let's look creepy for the live listeners. Good night, guys.